opportunity provider.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Well, the Class 3A Boys Substate Tournament is down to one more semifinal here tonight from Royal Valley. Thanks for hanging with us again. If you missed it, it was the top seed in the tournament, Sabetha, holding off the Redhawks of Hiawatha 48-41. So the top seed, number one Blue Jays, await the winner of Perry LeCompton and Topeka Hayden coming up here in a matter of minutes, once again from Royal Valley High School. Again, thanks to Lee and Paige. They had to do sound, of course, that first matchup on the Hiawatha and Sabetha channels, but the Perry and Hayden game here for the second matchup, KNZA 103.9 FM. Only. Again, Brandon Salmon, Colin Fellkamp, our studio producer, Trenton Craxner alongside as we find out who's going to take on the Blue Jays in the sub-state championship game at 5 o'clock on Saturday night right here at Royal Valley High School. And this is a Perry LeCompton team. Let's start with them, Trenton, coming off an overtime win. They had to fight and claw against Royal Valley on Monday at home. Panthers had a big three late to force overtime. Cause were able to knock down some free throws in the OT. They ultimately hold on for a 57-51 win, and that was good because they were kind of limping in to this sub-state tournament. They secured that two seed a while ago, but, you know, losses to Sabetha, Riverside, and Holton to end the year. They had lost 4 of 5 coming in, but just gathering a little momentum. Matt Simmons and crew, a big win for them, but, again, a tall task here with Hayden.
Yeah, and like you said, kind of stole the words out of my mouth there, is having some struggles at the wrong time of the season. You know, and that's really tough because they rely on their defense a lot to win games. And, you know, obviously losing to Holton on a buzzer beater three kind of sucks. Get upset at Riverside. But, I mean, two of those losses were, you had to play Sabetha pretty much back-to-back, essentially. We just saw how good they were. That was a tough one. But, yeah, Hayden, man, look at some of their wins. Bishop Ward twice, and that's a good team. Shawnee Mission West, Spring Hill, Wichita, Trinity, Topeka High. Those are considerably bigger schools for the most part. And, you know, they're probably an undersized 3A, some would say. But they're a very dangerous team in this tournament. And, you know, Perry's going to have to play feisty like they do because they're going to be undersized. They're going to have to keep probably in the 40s to win this one.
They're going to have to hit some shots as well. And you mentioned the Hayden Wildcats out of the Centennial League, a team that started the season winning 4 of their first 5, and then they went on a 12-game losing streak, but have won 2 of their last 4 over Topeka High and then Bishop Ward in that semifinal, or I should say that first-round matchup on Monday. The Wildcats, the 6 seed, Perry LeCompton, the 2 seed. Who's going to take on Sabetha Saturday night? About to find out. Let's get to the starting lineups. We'll start for the Hayden Wildcats and head coach Trey Brown. It'll be Cooper Kolbach, a 5'11 senior, averaging nearly 10 points per game. Carter Charvant is a 6'2 senior. You also have Dom Ridley. He is a 5'7 senior, 11 points per game in their leading score. Mason Becker's a 5'9 freshman at over 7 points per game. And you also have Connor Hanica, a 6'3 sophomore, very athletic, 6.2 points per game, nearly 4 rebounds a game as well. So, again, for Trey Brown and the Hayden Wildcats, 6 wins and 15 losses. It is Kolbach, Charvant, Ridley, Becker, and Hanica. Matt Simmons and Perry LeCompton, 14 wins and 7 losses, beating Royal Valley in overtime on Monday to get to this semifinal matchup. It'll be Tyler Reed, a 6'1 senior, nearly 9 points per game. Ronnie Baker, a 6'3 sophomore, leading scorer, at over 11 points per game. Zach Esmond gets the start. He is a 6-foot senior. You also have Eli Dean, a 5'10 junior at 9 points per game, and then Aiden Graves, a 5'10 junior rounding out Max Simmons, starting five. So again, Reed, Baker, Esmond, Dean, and Graves for Max Simmons, and the 14-7 Perry LeCompton cause. Again, Colin Feldkamp, studio producer, Brandon Trenton here on KNCA, the Wildcats and the cause. Winner gets to Betha in a sub-state championship game at 5 p.m. on Saturday night here at Royal Valley High School. Cause the higher seed in the home team, rocking the home whites, road dark bluish navy blue uniforms for the Hayden Wildcats with their gold lettering and trim and black. Cause will go right to left here in the first half. Hayden will go left to right. Sabetha awaits in a sub-state championship game. And game two of our doubleheader here tonight on KNZA is underway. Here is Dom Ridley. Left to right. Here come the Wildcats in the opening possession of the ball game. Cause going man-to-man. Correct me if I'm wrong. Looks like they're almost running a triangle in two. Maybe that just kind of depends on where Hayden is kind of working offensively, but no, it's going to be man-to-man. Kind of looks like a
It does look like a triangle in two.
Yeah.
It's not a whole lot of movement.
Oh, nice backcourt cut. Easy layup. Hanika gets the bucket for Hayden, and they take the early 2-0 lead. And now they show some pressure in the full court, and Dean a little bit of a struggle, but gets it into the front court here with Ronnie Baker. Baker left side. This is Esmond. Ball fake. Drive. Kicks up top to Dean. He'll fake a three. Goes to Reed, now gets in the paint, jump stops right side. This is Dean. He'll fire in and out on a triple and a rebound for Kolbach. And here come the Wildcats with a 2-0 lead 60 seconds in. Here's Kolbach with the basketball. This Wildcats team beating Bishop Ward in the quarterfinals on Monday, 65-47. Here is Charbot, right side, Ridley a triple, yes. This is Dom Ridley, the 5'7 senior, knocks in the first three of the night, and Hayden has scored the first five, and there's a foul. Against the Wildcats, they get Ridley, a little aggressive there at midcourt is first. You see the cause already having a little bit of issues here with that pressure defense against Hayden. Here is Baker up top, right side goes to Graves. Graves on the wing. They set it up top here to Esmond. Now right side to Tyler Reed. Reed holding it high. Baker on the block. He'll turn, spin, can't make the shot. Gets his own rebound and puts it up and in. Ronnie Baker, big bucket. Cause are on the board, but trailing 5-2.
Now you've got to be big for him.
There's a quick three. That's strong, but an offensive rebound by Charvat. Here's Ridley in the paint. Blocked by Baker, and he tips it into the front court. Ball still alive. People still battling. The Cause come away with it. They have a two-on-two break. Graves all the way. It's blocked inside. And saving it, or at least trying to, with Hanika, but can't do so. It's somehow the Cause with an opportunity there. They'll still have the ball.
Yeah, I think they got away with one there.
Here is Dean. Throw it in. Looking for Baker. It's not there. Finally into the corner with Baker, working on Hanika. Now Reed spins, kicks it. Baker, a deep right wing three, hits the front rim, and it's off, no good. And a rebound for Kolbach. Kolbach into the corner, Ridley, baseline drive. He's cut off by Reed. Back up top, it's Kolbach, a three. Missed everything but backboard, and a rebound for Perry LeCompton. Brought in by Dean. 5-2 our score. Hayden with the advantage. 2.5 minutes into the game. There's another drive and missed by Reed. A rebound there for Charvat, and here come the Wildcats back into the front court. Going from left to right in the first half. Pass Kolbach on the wing. Free throw line with Charvat diving in, kicking right. Three on the way, and it rattles home for Mason Becker, the freshman. Becker leads this team in steals, but offensively canning a triple there. It's 8-2. 3 minutes in, 5 to go in the first. Good start for the Wildcats, leading Perry LeCompton 8-2. They set it up for Baker. Nice ball fake. Gets in the lane. Floater. Right hand, it's good. Ronnie Baker, big bucket. He's got the first two baskets for the cause, and it's 8-4 Hayden at 4:45 to go in the first. Here's Charvat. He'll dive. Gets to the rack, and he lays it in. Over the top of Baker. Charvat with two. And it's 10-4. The lead is 6 for the Wildcats and a Perry LeCompton turnover.
Yeah, unfortunate because they had another easy break, and if Dean doesn't lose it while he's trying to pass the ball, which leaves him traveling, they would have had a two-on-one up the floor. And, you know, Perry's got to settle down a little bit. That little triangle and two, they've had a couple lapses where guys have been open. But offensively, they've had some good looks, just unable to convert so far.
Colton Kneiper checks in. First time tonight for him for Perry LeCompton. 4:25. We're back moving. Hayden with the ball and a 10-4 lead. Sabetha awaits in the sub-state title. Ridley drives from the right wing, takes it to the rack, spins it in off the window. Points to his teammate for the nice pass. Ridley has five, and it's 12-4, and another steal and another bucket just like that. As it's Cooper Kolbach who got a steal and an easy two. All five starters have now scored for the Wildcats, and Matt Simmons has to burn one as he sees himself and his team down 10 already. 14-4 the score back at 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
KNZA.
Well, the Hayden Wildcats turning defense into offense here early, and they got a quick 14-4 lead here on Perry LeCompton, just hitting the halfway point of this first quarter. A 2-2-1 press defense caused getting it into some tough spots, but get it out of the traps. Nice little give and go here. Reed gets the shot up. He is fouled, missed the shot, so Tyler Reed will shoot two. You got to move it quickly, get to the right spots, and you can beat the press and get numbers. That time, Perry LeCompton able to get a foul call here. And it's on Becker, his first, and Hayden's second foul is Tyler Reed, 56% at the line this year. Cans the first, and it's 14-5. It's a much different Perry team than what they had a year ago. Team that got to the state tournament. A second no good. So a 1-for-2 trip. It stays 14-5 Hayden at 3:45 left in the first. There's Ridley right side into the corner. Quick fire three and another one falls for Becker the freshman. They don't close out quick enough and he's got two triples and it's 17-5 Hayden. Reed dives in, lays it up, and they beat the press again, and Reed lays it in. He's got three. 17-7 is the Hayden advantage. Skip pass to Ridley on the right wing. And Trey Brown, the head coach for the Wildcats, going to reset here offensively. One-handed pass, and I think an illegal screen is called. Boy, they left Becker wide open in the corner again. Unfortunate, they get Charvat with the foul on the illegal screen. That is his first team third. Esmond's going to check back in here for Perry LeCompton. At 3:08 to go in the first, and it's a 10-point Hayden lead at 17-7. They back off the pressure and allow Eli Dean to walk it into the front court. Here's Baker guarded by the sophomore Hanika. That's sophomore v sophomore. Tyler Reed at the point. Baker got pushed down. Here's Esmond back in, guarded by Ridley. They set it up for Dean. Little triple threat. Back to Esmond on the wing right. Reed cuts. Not there. And back at the point is Aiden Graves. Dean on the wing left. Back up top it goes. Man-to-man defense by the Wildcats. 2:35 to go. Here's Dean at the elbow. He'll spin a little fader and somehow got the touch. Difficult shot and a better finish. And Dean with his first basket, much needed. And it's 17-9. Perry's deficit now 8 at 2:20 to go in the frame. Here's steal by Dean. Ridley right side. Heat check is on the way. The heat check is hot. They need to turn off the oven. That is Mason Baker. He's got 9 and 3 threes in the quarter. And it's 20-9. Perry down 11.
I'm pretty sure all three of them, they're just stealing. Look out.
There's a breakaway. Easy two. It's up and in for Cooper Kolbach. Defense to offense, and Hayden is a prime force here early. Their lead is 22-9 at under 2 minutes to go in the quarter.
I think all three of those threes by Becker have been hit from that same corner.
That same right side in the corner. Here's Graves, a drive floater, good, but an offensive foul. Fourth turnover. Graves made a nice move, but a better defensive effort to get the charge call, and Hayden gets it back with their 22-9 lead at 1:43 to go. As Colton Kneiper checks back in here for Aiden Graves, but Barry LeCompton, they got to get some stops, and they got to find Becker, the freshman, in that corner. As they have left him open three times, and he is connected on all three. Down to the final 90 seconds of the first, and it's been all Hayden so far, 22-9. Here's Ridley, a drive, difficult shot, a difficult finish. With the right hand off the window with a little kiss. And Ridley now has seven, and it's 24-9 Hayden. Here's Baker falling down, and Ridley, good sportsmanship, helping him up, and a foul on the floor against the Wildcats. And James Kuda, the 6'3 junior, is in for the first time. And he picks up his first foul for the Wildcats. Becker comes out. They bring on Cade Mitchell, another sophomore. Here's Baker. Front of midcourt. Cause really need a bucket here. Baker up top. Nice ball fake to the elbow. Looking for a difficult pass inside. Deflected out of bounds by Kuda. And the Cause will keep it at 107 to go, but they're down 15. 24-9. The Hayden advantage. They are scorching here in the first period. Here's Dean backing in. A little Dirk Nowitzki fader type. He missed it. Rebound Hayden up the floor quickly. Transition layup. Spins out. No. Rebound for Eli Dean. He'll push it into the front court and a whistle and a foul. And we got an injured player. And it's apparently Compton's Ronnie Baker, but he's up quickly and showing a little bit of a limp with that right leg.
Kneiper.
Colton Kneiper, beg your pardon. So a stoppage of play. Cause will throw it in the front court, far sideline, but they trail Hayden here late first quarter, 24-9. All right, if I'm Perry LeCompton, I don't let Hayden touch the ball for the final 42 seconds here. You just dribble this thing out. Hopefully you can get a bucket here, unless it's wide open, and Graves will try it. And Graves, what do I know? He hits the three and a big shot, and it makes it 24-12 at 30 seconds to go. Now you need to stop here. Hayden walks it in from left to right with Ridley. That is on the far sideline. 20 seconds to go. Casual with his dribbles as Hayden wants to play it out for the final shot. Ridley looks back at his head coach, Trey Brown. 10 seconds to go. Ridley still between the rings, looking for an eyeball screen. Not there. Stops on a dime, looking. Gets it right side. This is Kolbach. He'll drive. Ball fake. Fadeaway Jay at the buzzer. Hits the heel twice and falls off. And that takes us to the end of the first, in which Hayden dominates Perry LeCompton, and they have a 24-12 lead over the Cause here after the first 8 minutes. Sabetha awaits in a sub-state championship. Second quarter action is next here on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Big first quarter for the Hayden Wildcats. They have a double up lead here on Perry LeCompton. Nice backdoor. Good start, but all missing. The wide open layup was Tyler Reed. God, can't miss bunnies in a game like this. Already down 12, but they force a turnover here. And then a foul near midcourt. And they get Kolbach his first in team number one. The double up lead for Hayden is 24-12 as we're just underway in the second. Here's Baker. They set him up a long two. Front rim, no. Rebound for Hayden. A rebound pulled in by Kuda. Ridley, little hesitation. Hop step in the lane. Shot blocked at the rim. Deflected by Tyler Reed. Here comes Dean. Back to Baker. Ball fake to the elbow. Up top. Reed straight on triple. Grazing the iron. He left it short. Rebound for Mitchell. Two on one break. And Ridley had it knocked away. Good defense again. Dean up the floor and he throws it away. My goodness. Boy, the cause already have a missed bunny from Reed and had an easy breakaway layup there, and they throw it out of bounds. Well, it was Hiawatha with the missed opportunities in the first game. Causer certainly missing on a couple here.
That could easily be 24-16. You know, that's 4 points you just straight up lost.
Still a minute plus into the second. Here's a deep right wing three. It's short. And battling for it on the block. Looks like it's going to be a jump ball here. Possession's going to keep it with the Wildcats. Again, their lead is 24-12 at 6:50 to go in the half. They led by as many as 15 in that first quarter, but right now it's 12 at 24-12. Few subs rotating in. Cooper Grace, a 6'3 junior, has checked in. First minutes for him for the Wildcats. Becker is back in, who hit those three threes in the first quarter. They go inside, turning, firing, and hitting through contact is Charvat. Honestly surprised there was no block or charge call there. Could have really gone either way, but nonetheless, the officials let it go, and it's 26-12. Charvat now with four. Here's Graves on the left wing, gets to the free throw line, in the paint, stops, kicks right. It's Espen. Back to Graves. Not quite 2 minutes into this second quarter. Here's Reed at the point. Lefty holds it high. Down dribble with the right. Now Graves diving in. Back to Reed. He'll leave his feet. Fires a floater. Everything but backboard and a rebound for Hayden. And then Hayden's pass. That's a little lazy there by Becker and a turnover. Here's Baker into the paint. Tough shot. Got it off the heel and it falls through. Ronnie Baker, three baskets and 6 points. And the lead back down to 12. At 26-14, Hayden, both teams with a bucket here in the first two-plus minutes of the quarter. Try to set up Becker, lost it at the top of the key. Left side now to Deister, who has checked in, another junior. Inside, beautiful feed, easy deuce for Charvat. He's got six. Boy, Hayden getting some good looks at the rack, and it's back to a double-up at 28-14. There's a foul away from the ball inside. It'll be the second quarter foul on Hayden. They get Cade Mitchell. That'll be his first. And here comes Kneiper back in. Good to see after he was nicked up just a couple of minutes ago.
It's a real small lineup here for Perry.
Well, they leave Graves in the corner wide open, and he makes Hayden pay. Hayden Graves, his second triple. Been much needed, but caused him to get some stops. It's 28-17. Here's Cade Mitchell at the point. Left side it goes. Becker had the hot first quarter with 9 points and three triples. Now Deister. Easy pass, nearly taken away. Hop step in the lane, kicks it out. Deister thought about it, steps in. Nice ball fake, floater right hand. It's high off the heel, a lot of contact, and a foul on Hayden on the rebound attempts. Good rebound there by Graves to box out. And they get Charvat with his second. And team foul number three. So Charvat picks up his second. And they show a little bit of the press here once again. The 2-2-1. They want to set that trap near midcourt. And they do throw it away, but touching the sideline. And Charvat nearly had a steal, but couldn't keep the toes off the sideline over there. Well, when you can see a press like that, you don't want to dribble it right in front of midcourt and in the corner because you instantly get doubled. And McCaw's fortunate that that wasn't another turnover. And now they're into the front court. They back off here. 2-3 zone for the Wildcats with a 28-17 lead at under 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Espen right side to Graves. Perimeter passing. It's on the wing. Looking inside. Up top it goes to Espen. Left side now. This is Dean. Dean holds it at the hip. Looking for Kniper in the middle. Looks back to head coach Matt Simmons. Gets a new offensive call.
They don't really have a big post presence, so.
Looks like Hayden just jumped out of that zone and are now a man-to-man. Students for Hayden yelling boring as it's been a kind of a boring possession for the cause. Just a lot of passing. Not sure what they're doing. Not a lot of movement inside the three-point line. They do draw a foul here, and it's the final foul to give. Looks like Dyser with the call. So that's his first team fourth. So the final 3:52, Perry will be in the bonus. If they try to get a little bit more aggressive here with the fouls in their favor. Here's Baker at the elbow who just checked back in. Now Dean stopped the key. Gets it to Graves right there. Now Espen on the wing left. Looking inside for a cut. Not there. Now Graves dribbling at the top of the key. Stops on the right elbow. Bouncing it back to Kniper. Now to Espen. Gets a ball screen. Good drive. Good kick. Now Graves. Right elbow. Kicks it back to Espen. Under 3.5 to go. Here's Dean in the paint. Floater good. Well, lengthy possession comes away with a deuce by Eli Dean, and he's got 4. And it's under 10 now at 9 at 28-19. Cause trailed by as many as 15. Becker curls and gets to the rack uncontested. The first non-3 for Mason Becker. He's got 3 triples now at deuce for 11. And it's back to 11 at 30-19 at 3 minutes to go in the half. Don't want to lose too much more ground here in the final 3 minutes if you're Perry McCaffrey. Trailed by as many as 15 in the first quarter. Here's Dean, a drive, lays it in, and another offensive foul. We've seen it twice in the half. Cause have gotten a bucket, but wiped away by a good defensive effort.
That's 2 and-1s have been taken away from a charge. I mean, it's the same thing as Graves. There's nothing you could really do there. Guys slide underneath you, and, you know, those calls go the other way. It could be very well be 30-25 if they convert on those free throws.
Charvat took the charge, but the announcer called the foul on Charvat. It's not the case. It is Hayden basketball. The foul was on Dean. That is his first.
It's a good thing they did call a charge there because Charvat would have picked up number 3.
All right, here's Ridley into the front court here for the Wildcats. They want Baker. Thought about an NBA range 3. Turns it down. They go inside. Easy. Too much muscle for Charvat, and he's got 8. Just backing down his defender and laying it in for 2. 32-19, last 4 scored by the Wildcats. Lead back to 13. Final 2:22 of the half. Here's Reed up top. Free throw line. Kicks it back. Kniper thought. Did not do it. Now Baker at the point. Spins in the lane. Shot rejected. But Reed gets it back. He's in the paint. He knifes his way through and lays one in. Big offensive rebound and stick back for Tyler Reed. It gets it to 32-21 at 2 minutes to go. But too easy at the rim again for Charvat. The buckets are just coming too easily right now for the Wildcats. And it's back to 13 quickly at 34-21. Under a minute 50 to go. Here's Kniper in the corner, now on the wing. Up top to Baker. Reversing it around the perimeter. Around the world, Styles. Now Graves steps back. A deep one, missed everything. And a rebound for Hanukkah. They get it up the floor to Ridley. And they call a foul on the floor. They'll get Reed with his first. Team second. Might have stopped the layup there, so.
It's not a bad foul.
Not a terrible foul. Ridley is trying to say that he was shooting. He did not put up a shot whatsoever, so it should be on the floor. Not sure why Ridley and Hayden thinks that's a shooting foul. Finally, they go to the baseline, and Ridley throws it in. Looking into the backcourt, tossing it back there to Kolbach. 90 seconds to go. Ridley's open. He missed a 3 in the corner. Fortunate there for the cause. That was a great look. Here's Graves, head of steam, right side Kniper. Now Baker in the corner, back to Graves. Graves wants a ball screen by Baker, works it to the corner. Baker backs out, little pick and pop. Now he'll spin. and they get him with a travel. The right idea, just not the best execution there for Baker, and a turnover. So now, 1:09 to go, and the lead for Hayden is 13 at 34-21. Not losing much ground, but Hayden not gaining much ground. Again, led by as many as 15, and there's going to be a pass that sails out of bounds, and the high-low not there. Turnover by Hanukkah. And now 5 turnovers in the game by the Wildcats. Under a minute to go in the half. Hayden's lead on Perry LeCompton is 13. See how the Cause handle the final now, 45 seconds. Baker, good rotation on a right wing three, and he cans it. Huge shot for Ronnie Baker. It's a 10-point game. Nearly forced a turnover there. They were looking inside. If Charvat catches and gathers, he might just have a turn and easy bucket, but Baker deflects out of bounds. 35 seconds to go. Cause are within 10. Throwing it into the backcourt here with Cole Buck. Now an elbow jump shot, front rim twice, falls off, battling for the rebound, out of bounds, and Hayden fortunate to keep the possession.
That's all because Sarvat's working hard underneath, and he's able to, when he's trying to throw it, single off the foot of Reed, just buying him some extra possessions.
At one point, this game was 24-9, but the Cause give them credit. They have battled here since that late portion of the first quarter. Final 20 seconds. Hayden looking like they want to play smart here for the final shot. Kolbach dribbling near midcourt, looking back at his head coach, Trey Brown. Final 10 seconds. Left side, Becker again, who had the hot hand. His pass tips, and it's going to go out of bounds at 6 seconds left. Like, we'll throw it in from the near sideline. Plenty of time, 6 seconds. Becker's going to throw it in.
Perry's going to get the ball started second half. They don't get a jump. They get a stop here. It'd be big.
Hanukkah left side. Charvata three. Nearly banked it in. Rebound for Baker. Throws it up from the opposite free throw line, and it missed everything but the back mat. But credit the Cause. They came back strong, and they're hanging around. But right now it's the Hayden Wildcats leading 34-24 at the intermission. Our halftime, it's next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home and far from dead. Online at highlandcc.com. .edu. Cause trailing the Wildcats by 10. We'll bust it out, break it all down after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
Halftime of semifinal number two, boys class 3A substate semifinal action here from Royal Valley. Brandon Tabman, Trenton Craxter, Colin Felcamp here on KNCA. Perry LeCompton trailing the Hayden Wildcats 34-24. Winner gets Sabetha in the Saturday substate championship game, which will start at 5 p.m. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tenking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, for Hayden, got up by as many as 15 in the first quarter, but Perry LeCompton battled back and outscored the Wildcats 12-10 in that second quarter. But the Wildcats, very balanced scoring. All five starters have scored. They got 11 from Mason Becker. He hit three threes pretty quick in the first period. They got 10 from Carter Charbot. They got 7 from Dom Ridley, 4 from Cooper Kolbach, and then 2 from Connor Hanica. For the cause, they got 9 in the first half for Ronnie Baker. They got 6 and a couple of threes from Aiden Graves. They got 5 from Tyler Reed, and they got 4 from Eli Dean. Cause 7 turnovers and 1 of 2 at the line. Wildcats 5 turnovers. They did not attempt a free throw in that first half. Again, we'll step aside, take a look at some other scores from around the area as halftime continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Brandon Tamman, Trenton Craxner, Colin Felcamp, Hayden leading Perry LeCompton 34-24 at the half. A real quick score update, as that is brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Visit HolthouseAutoHouse.com. Well, the Riverside girls in 2A and Jefferson County North in a tight one early on against Pleasant Ridge, but they pull away and move on to the sub-state championship game there, taking on either Jefferson County North or Valley, or Jefferson County North or Valley Falls. Girls halftime, and or I should say a girls final from Class 2A. Valley Heights a winner against Bennington, so the Mustangs are into a sub-state final. How about the Frankfort boys taking down a number one team in Osborne, 61-55. That's in 1A Division One out at Rock Hills. And then also, again, if you missed our first game tonight, it was the Sabetha boys beating Hiawatha 48-41. Again, those score updates brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. A final two-minute timeout. Can the Perry LeCompton boys come back? They're down 10 against Hayden, and the second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
for a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Nils Bergsten from Bergsten Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
Spot in the sub-state championship game is on the line here at Royal Valley. Perry LeCompton opening possession of the third quarter. They trail Topeka Hayden 34-24. Goss down in their white jerseys going from left to right here in the second half. Here's Tyler Reed at the point looking inside. Not there. Dean, they leave him open. Can't make a three. And a rebound for Topeka Hayden's Cooper Kolbach. Here's Ridley. That pass tipped in the air, and the Cavs come away with a steal. Here's Graves, left corner. He'll fire a long two. He left it short, and a rebound pulled in by Hanika. Now taken away by Graves, and his layup is no good, and the foul on Hanika. Kind of a sloppy start here in the quarter, but Aiden Graves is going to shoot two free throws. Just the third and fourth attempts of the game so far for the Cavs. Well, the Cavs late first quarter at one point looked up at the scoreboard. We're down 24-9, but have played very competitive and solid since then and have kept themselves in this game. And now all of a sudden it's a 9-point game as Graves makes the first free throw. He's got seven. Second on the way, short, tipped in the air. Reed the rebound, somehow got it. He missed the putback. And the second attempt pulled down by Charvat. Boy, that would have been huge. Essentially a three-point play there, but
Reed missed a couple around the bucket.
He has. Not quite a minute into the third. 34-25, the Hayden lead. They've gone quiet since that 24-point outburst in the first quarter. Also a big credit to the Cavs defensively. Going side on the block. Here's Hanika to the rack, lays it in. Too much length there over Reed, and Hanika has four, and it's 36-25. Baker in the corner, nice ball fake. Gets around Charvat. He'll go to the rack and lay it in. Baseline drive and two off the window for Baker, and he's got 11. 36-27. And a timeout's going to be called here by Trey Brown and head coach for the Wildcats. It's 6:33 to go. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. 36-27. The Hayden lead is 9. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents,
since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
6:33 to go in the third quarter. The Hayden boys leading Perry LeCompton 36-27 here at Royal Valley. Winner gets Sabetha Saturday night in the sub-state championship. Our game broadcast presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowcell.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Out of the timeout, Hayden with the basketball. They called that full. And out of the timeout, Matt Simmons and Perry LeCompton showing a 2-3 zone. Here's Ridley at the top of the key. Fakes right, goes left. Short corner now. It's deflected out of bounds and last touch by Baker. Boy, it looked like it might have caught the left knee of Hanika. But it will be Hayden basketball. Bouncing it into Becker. Good close out there. He was hot in the first quarter. Quiet since. Here's Hanika to the block on Baker, using the muscle, and he puts it in. Hanika, a couple early buckets here in the third. He's got six, and it's 38-27, lead back to 11. Here's Baker driving inside, Reed in the paint, turning, firing. 360 spin, kept the pivot down, and Baker, again, the assist to Reed, who now has seven, and it's down to nine again at 38-29. We have alternated four straight buckets between the two. Ridley up top. Here's Kolbach. They go back to Hanika, spinning to his right. Stops on the block and a foul. They get Reed for his second and Perry's first team foul of the quarter. 5:40 to go, 38-29. Perry trailing by nine. After once again, they trailed by as many as 15 in the first period. Staying in that 2-3 zone, here is Cade Mitchell. Hayden certainly playing a handful of juniors and sophomores, and even Becker a freshman, with a couple of seniors in Charvat and Ridley. There's a turnover by Hayden. Now they said he carried it. Don't see a lot of carry calls. Usually don't see a lot of the carry calls, but Cause get it back. They're down just nine.
You got to put one in here. Start putting a little bit of pressure on Hayden if you do.
Man-to-man defense for the Wildcats. Here's Graves, high right, guarded by Ridley. Works around the arc, backs it up on the point. Now Reed looking inside, and held inside is Baker, and that's going to be Hanika who picks that one up. They had it set up on the block, but linked up inside with Hanika. Hanika picks up his second foul. Have to throw it deep into the backcourt here with Reed. Up top to Graves. Closed out by Ridley. Hands it off to Dean. Nice ball screen. Floater from the free throw line. Difficult shot. Gets his own rebound. And Dean puts it up and in. Dean's got six. And just in the blink of an eye, it's a seven-point game. 38-31. Here's a skip. Ridley up top. He's open for three. Book it. That's a big shot for Dom Ridley. He's got 10. And the lead to 10 at 41-31. Man, a huge shot there for the Wildcats. Cause had just gotten back to within seven, but now a chance to get it back to seven. In and out on a corner three. Reed the rebound and one opportunity for Tyler Reed. Second chance ops. And Reed a chance at a three-point play. And the foul against Charbot, his third.
Well, Perry is getting after it on the glass here in this second half. And they converted on a couple. And Reed, who just got the and one missed one earlier off a free throw miss. And you know, I told you, this is a very feisty team. They're undersized, and they don't play a lot of people, but they play hard.
In and out on the free throw. Tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Graves. So Reed can't convert, but he gets the two. It's 41-33. 8-point advantage for Hayden at 4:25 to go in this third. Cause back into man-to-man. Played a little 2-3 for the last couple of minutes. Here's Kuda in the corner. They go inside. This is Grace, who just checked back in, spins one out, trying to fight for his own rebound, and he's tied up by Reed, and the possession arrow keeps it with the Wildcats. I think the Hayden fans wanted a foul on Reed over the back, but they didn't get it.
Yeah, he was over his back, but he had his hands on the ball. He wasn't touching Grace anywhere else, and it's a physical play, but nothing unordinary.
Hayden's got to get it in. They do so inside. Grace again and one. Right on Ronnie Baker. Baker picks up the foul, and they go right back to the 6'3 junior. Cooper Grace off the bench, his first bucket, and a chance for one more. Big production as Charvat again is on the bench with three fouls. So it gets it back to 10 at 4:09 to go in the third, and a chance to get it back to 11. Cooper Grace at the line, trying to convert the three, spins it in there and does so. 3 points for Cooper Grace, 44-33. Every time Perry sniffs it and gets close, or closer, the Wildcats have had an answer so far in this third period. Nice ball fake by Dean. Graves up top, right back to Dean in the paint. Muscles one up, muscles one in. Another bucket for Eli Dean. He's got eight, and it's 44-35. Just we have continuously gone back and forth.
They haven't got it under eight.
They'll say, yeah, it was just at seven, but that's it. And then a quick three-point play, got it right back to 10. There's a wild shot missed by Ridley. Rebound for Graves. Here's Dean into the front court with 3.5 to go. Graves, chest pass, Kniper, left wing, thought about it, and reversed it back to the right wing. Graves hesitates, gets it to Reed, difficult pull-up, left one short. Rebound for Grace. Grace pushing the tempo up the floor. Kuda trying to bounce one through traffic, and it's taken away by Dean, and a foul against Grace.
And that
Kuda should have just gone up with that one. He tried to force it. It was unselfish for sure, but there were three white jerseys mixed in there.
That's the last one they hate to give, so Perry can get downhill the last 3 minutes. And they could be shooting a lot of free throws.
First time we'll see a sophomore at 6 foot. Makai Kidd has checked in for the Wildcats. 2-on-1 break. Baker gets to the rack, rejected at the rim by Grace, but they called the foul.
Yeah, it was clean up top, but he had him on the body. And, you know, he pinned that off the glass, but
great effort, but you're right. There was the body. The block up top was clean, but they get him with the body foul.
That's a smart play by Baker by body searching right there.
Baker's had a good night, 11 points. First trip to the line for him, and he buries this first one. And he's got 12, and it's 44-36. 3:06 to go in the third. The Cause looked desperate early, but they have played very well since the start of the second quarter. Baker missing the second. He goes 1-for-2. Rebound for Grace. Pushing the tempo is the Wildcats. Here's Kidd, who just checked in. He'll take it all the way. He'll force one, left it short. And a rebound for Perry LeCompton's Ronnie Baker.
And you got to get a good one here. And finally get it under eight.
2:45 clock moving third quarter. There's a bad pass. Becker steals it into the backcourt, and that should be.
Yeah, Dean was trying to poke it from behind.
Is it a clear pass foul?
I don't think they have that in high school.
And they won't call intentional. Okay, so that's.
But it was a good foul.
Yeah, because that takes a layup off the board for Becker. He would have coasted right in there. I think Dean just kind of fell down accidentally, which forced that foul. But nonetheless, Hayden has it. Here's Ridley in the corner at 2:37 to go and counting third quarter. Hayden's lead is 8, trying to get it to 11 with a 3. Got it to go. Ridley with the shooter's touch. A right wing 3, another big one for him. He's got 13, and it's back to 11.
It's his third 3.
And there's an and one on the other end. Perry LeCompton got up the floor quickly. Kniper for 2 and 1. It's back down to 9.
And he's been playing banged up because he's usually a guy that plays a lot of minutes. That's the first shot he's put up. You know, I mean, obviously looks like he had some lower body injury earlier and barely drew the rim there.
Kidd the rebound who drew the foul or got called for the foul. So no 3-point play. And there's a deflected pass. It's touched last by Reed. And you can, every time it feels like Perry can get a big bucket to try to get under 7, Hayden has always hit a big shot to keep it to within that 8-11 range. Under 2:15 and counting in this third, it's a 9-point Hayden lead.
They have the basketball. Free throws have haunted Perry a little bit, too. Some missed opportunities at the charity stripe.
They were good in overtime against Royal Valley, but overall they just hit 13-27 in that game on Monday night. So that has kind of carried over for them.
It's only 3-7.
Here's a three that is buried from the right wing by the sophomore, Cade Mitchell. And a huge shot for a sophomore, and the Cavs turn it over. This is a big swing in this game as Ridley slows it down as the lead is back to 12. The Cavs have been within 7 in the quarter, but no closer. But now they're down 12. They gave up a big three and then just turned it right over. So this needs to be a big stop. Ridley to the rack. Can't lay it in, but a foul. And Ridley will shoot two.
That's just been some daggers from downtown. Ridley has a couple.
Call Esmond with his first. And team foul number 4. Both teams in the bonus. Final 82 seconds.
One Mitchell just in. Ridley's hit a couple big threes this quarter.
Ridley,
their leading scorer.
He got the first free throw. He's got 14, as you mentioned, leading scorer. 3 in double figures for the Wildcats. Charbonnet has 10. Although he's been out for a hot minute, he will come back in. He's had 3 fouls.
Becker's got 11, but that's a game high for Ridley with 14.
And he goes 1-for-2. Baker the rebound. Lead is 13, 51-38. Big 120 here for the Cavs.
Perry, get back down to 9 or 10, played even.
They've really played even and at times better since the first quarter, but they got down 15 in that first quarter, and they just have not gotten closer than 7 points. Here's Baker, a big straight-on three. He missed it. Offensive rebound by Esmond, and then he got it slapped away, and then Esmond called for the foul.
He can't bring that ball down.
And he's going to walk the other way for free throws. So Esmond picks up 2 fouls quickly, and I believe that's going to put Kolbach at the line.
Yeah, they're pointing at him.
So Kolbach's going to shoot 2. Lead is back to 13 at 51-38. Big free throws here for Kolbach. Four seconds left in this third. 51-38. Terry trailing by 13. Now 14. 1-for-2 is Kolbach, and he's got 5 in the game. Big possession here for the Cavs. Down 14. 45 seconds and counting, third quarter. Season on the line against the Wildcats. Sabetha awaits in the sub-state title game, who beat Hiawatha by 7 in our first matchup tonight. Here's Baker, a 3, and he swishes it from the left corner. Absolutely huge shot for Baker. He's got 15, but they need the stop here as Hayden has 23 seconds and up 11 at 52-41.
Perry, how do you stop here?
Ridley nearly lost it at midcourt. Gets it off onto the right wing with Charvat. Here's Hanika, down to 9 seconds. Ridley hesitates. Drives, head of steam, floater, no. Rebound Baker, he's got 3 seconds. They get it up to Dean, 1 second, 3 at the buzzer, no. And that takes us to the end of 3. The Wildcats trying to knock off the Perry LeCompton Cavs and move on, but we still got 8 minutes. Can the Cavs pull together and get a rally going? 52-41. Hayden's lead is 11, and the fourth quarter coming your way next here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Insurance mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Kansaland Radio.
Barry LeCompton boys going to have to rally here in the fourth quarter, trailing Hayden 52-41, and they will open up the fourth quarter with the possession. And they turn it over, looking for Reed, short corner right, too much air under it, and it's thrown away. So not the start that Matt Simmons wanted. That opening possession of the fourth quarter. Now they show some pressure in the full court. They're going to have to turn up the pressure again, down 11. They have actually outscored Hayden since the first quarter, 29-28. When they got down by as many as 15 in that first quarter, and that's really been the difference so far. Then that third quarter got it to within 7 once, but then immediately gave up a 3. It was back down 10, and again, haven't been as close as 7 since about that middle portion of the third. Hayden with the ball, with the lead. They set up Ridley, right wing, triple, in and out. It was wide open. Nobody boxed it out. Charbonnet gets the rebound, and then it's fouled on the floor. I think Ernie at Graves is trying to poke that out. So they do get Graves. That is his second team foul, number one. 45 seconds into the fourth quarter. Hayden's lead over Perry LeCompton, 52-41. They set it up inside on the inbound for Hanukkah. Trickles it up over the rim for two, and he's got 8. 54-41. Back the other way. Reed missing a layup. He's missed a couple close to the rim, and now Hayden pushing. And they'll slow it up here with Kolbach. Now Ridley, baseline drive all the way through contact. Puts it up and in. Big swing here, as Ridley now has 16 to lead all scores, and it's 56-41, tying for the largest lead of the night. And at 6:45 to go in the game, Max Simmons wants a timeout. It is a full. We'll follow suit. Perry's in some trouble here with 6:45 to go. They're down 15. Back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, caused desperate need for a bucket here with 6.5 minutes to go, and they get one from Tyler Reed, an elbow jump shot. He's got 11. It's a 56-43 Hayden 13-point advantage and under 6.5 minutes to go in the game. The top seed, number 6-ranked team in 3A, Sabetha Blue Jays, awaiting the winner here in the sub-state title game on Saturday night. Right here inside this Royal Valley gym. Inside turn, firing, and Baker rejecting Charvon out of bounds with the Wildcats keep. Cause have to get stops and go on a little bit of a run here. Next 3 minutes, you got to gain some ground. Charvon at the elbow, ball fake, driving in on Baker, layup, yes. Charvon now with 12. Balanced scoring tonight for the Wildcats, and it's 58-43. And we're under 6 minutes to go. And Dean gets it stripped away in a turnover. Here's Charvon. He'll go coast to coast. A lot of contact. He's sandwiched between two white jerseys, and he'll shoot a pair. Let's see which one they get it on. They get Baker with his second, and Charvon will shoot two. Carter Charvant, one of the few seniors, leading this Wildcats team in field goal percentage, over 50%, and he knocks in the first freebie. Thirteen for Charvant, 16 for Ridley, 11 for Becker. Second free throw, full strong, no. 1-for-2 trip, Espen the rebound. 5:45, time still there, but the run needs to happen now as the lead is 16 for Hayden. Reed drives and a foul on the floor. Just the first Hayden foul of the fourth and final quarter. They'll get it on Charvant, but that's his fourth. Let's see if head coach Trey Brown keeps him in there, and it looks like for now he will. Reed pulls, deep two, no good. Rebound for Graves, and that's rejected by Hanukkah. Right back to Reed. Reed at the point. Gets it off to Baker, so another opportunity here. The Cause need it. Now Reed wants a ball screen. Another 19-foot J. This one well off and a rebound for the Wildcats. Kolbach brings it in. Ridley dribbles towards the corner, stopping on the wing, and they'll reset. Danger time for the Cause. Down 59-43. 5 minutes to go in the game. They've battled since the first quarter, but have not been able to creep within seven. There's a turnover. A travel's called on the perimeter. And a turnover by the Wildcats. Kniper checks back in here for the Cause. Another sub in for the Wildcats. As Mitchell checks back in, taking Charvant's spot, again, who has four fouls. But the run needs to start now for Perry LeCompton. Down 16, the largest lead, by the way, for the Wildcats tonight. 59-43, we're under 5 minutes to go. Matt Simmons has seen enough of that possession, and he calls a quick 30. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Again, Colin Bellcamp, studio producer, Trenton Craxner, Brandon Tatman with you. We'll have the girls' semifinals tomorrow. We'll see Hiawatha against Jefferson West, and then Topeka Hayden and ACCHS. The two girls' finals, semifinals tomorrow. Of course, both championship games on Saturday nights at 5 and 6:30. And the Cause, Trenton in danger zone right here because they're down 16 with 4:46 to go.
Oh, yeah, they got outscored 7-2 so far about the first half of this fourth quarter. And, you know, they're going to have to hit a lot of threes. It comes down to that because Hayden's been scoring pretty much at will most of the night. And, you know, you're going to have to hit a series of outside shots. But can you get an open look?
Well, let's see what head coach Matt Simmons draws up out of the timeout. It's Baker. He quick fires a three, nearly banked it in. It's off the heel. Reed finding for the rebound. He last touched it out of bounds, and it's Hayden basketball. And Charvant with the four fouls comes back in for Mitchell at 4:36 to go. Hayden with the ball, leading Perry LeCompton by 16. Cause won 19 games last season. We saw them at the state tournament out in Hutchinson. They lost in the first round to Southeast of Saline, and a whistle inside. A foul by Reed on the floor. That'll be his third. Team foul number three.
You know, that was just what we saw a lot of in the first game. That was big-to-big, high-low. So Saturday, if Hayden does hold on, the tandem of Charvant and Hanukkah versus Grimm and McPhee, how about that?
Wow, and a chance for a four-point play. Was that Becker in the corner?
Yes, it was.
He loves that corner.
And that's his first bucket. He's got the first quarter where he had 11.
He had three threes in about a three-minute stretch in the first quarter.
He had 11 in that first quarter. That was his first point since. But I was going to say, Hanukkah and Charvant versus Grimm and McPhee is going to be probably the X-Factor type matchup.
That'll be a fun
Saturday.
But that is close to a dagger. There's still 4:20 to go, but that gets it to 19, and a free throw here would get it to 20, and it is. So Becker, a four-point play. He's got 15. That foul was on Baker, his third. And just like that, the 20-point lead for Hayden. Dean forcing a drive, and then he tips his own miss up and in. So Dean now with 10, gets it to 18 at 63-45 with 4 minutes down and 4 minutes to go in this fourth. Certainly the Wildcats, no rush here as Hanika has it off to Ridley. Little two-man game with the high ball screen, not there on the roll. Mitchell at the point, now spinning one inside. Dean reaching around and knocking it free and out of bounds. Here's Graves back into the ball game, replacing Kneiper, who's still got a little bit of a limp since that first period when he got hurt. Charvant back in. Strategic subbing for the Wildcats and head coach Trey Brown. Here's Hanika. Charvant with it. Top of the key. Dribbles right, waist high. Hands it off on the wing to Kolbach. Under 3:40 to go, and the Wildcats, again, their lead is 18 points at 63-45. Charvant in the paint, and that's going to be five. It's an offensive foul. Mitchell's going to check right back in, so an offensive foul, and Charvant will end the game with 13 points. It's a standing ovation from what's been a good Hayden crowd here tonight, covering most of the side that we're on from end to end.
And all the way up, too.
And all the way to the top. And the Wildcats lead is 18, 3:20 to go. Clock running thin. Reed gets it up inside the paint. Gets a ball fake and is sandwiched underneath by Hanika and Mitchell.
I'm fingering at Mitchell for coming down.
See if it's on the floor. They do get it on Mitchell.
Didn't actually pump fake, but never then put the ball up. So it's
on the floor. So the Cavs throw it in. Dean on the right wing. Beautiful feed. Graves is open for three, and he got it. Aiden Graves now into double figures with 10. It's 63-48 with 3:05 to go. It's down to 15. Man-to-man defense. Ridley into the front court, right side, guarded by Dean. Hands it off to Becker. That's Mitchell. Then Becker. Now Kolbach in front of midcourt. Good defense here by Tyler Reed. That's number two versus number two. Oh, Hanika, beautiful positioning in the paint. They find him before the three count. He gets one to go. He is the fourth Wildcat in double figures. Hanika with 10. It's 65-48 as we got 2.5 to go. Here's Ronnie Baker, left side on the wing, spinning on Hanika, driving, contact.
I think they got a block.
What's the call?
I think the official up top had a block. The baseline official wasn't calling anything, so that's three on Hanika.
So Hanika picks up the third. It's both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Final 2:26. Cavs will throw it in. Down 65-48. Cavs hung tough. They were down by 7 at one point midway through the third. They gave up a quick three. It got right back to 10, and they haven't been any closer since. Aiden got it as high as 20 after the four-point play by Mason Becker. And now Tyler Reed was fouled. He'll shoot two. Reed's got 11 tonight. The foul was on Becker, his second. Reed's free throw is good.
Now you look at this Perry lineup. Reed and Essman are your only two seniors, so you're still bringing back a lot of your guys that are playing. So this is a Perry team that's probably going to be pretty good, and again, next year in the Big 7. Obviously, I have a great coach. He missed the second free throw. They have a fantastic coach in Matt Simmons. It's really good at developing the players.
Well, I can't wait just for the fact that you got the Mideast and the Big 7 forming into the Big East. So you bring in Silver Lake, you bring in Rossville, you bring in St. Mary's, and you bring in Riley County.
And Riley County is probably the worst team out of the bunch. They were about 500 this year. So, you know, that's going to be four really good teams on both sides.
Final 2 minutes here. Hayden dribbling out some time. They get it into Hanika. Open on the block. Ball fake up, and it's in. Hanika again using the block and his size to his advantage. 67-49. Hayden's lead at 1:43 to go. Dean a fader, and he got it in the paint. Difficult shot. 12 for Dean makes it 67-51. As we're approaching 90 seconds, Ridley drives from the right wing, draws the body and the foul. He'll shoot two. Ridley's had a nice night with 16, nine of which in the second half. And Matt Simmons is going to call off the dogs as he'll bring in the backups here for the final 91 seconds. So it's going to be the Wildcats and the Blue Jays and a sub-state title with a trip to state and Hutchinson on the line next week. First free throw was good by Ridley. He's got 17, and the bench is cleared, and Matt Simmons again. He'll bring back a lot of these cats, but Tyler Reed, a senior, Zach Essman. Of course, their careers have come to an end as Ridley sinks both free throws. He's now 3-for-4 at the line with 18 points.
And this final 91 seconds is going to be the guys that are usually the scout team and giving a good look for the guys that played the first 31 minutes.
Just some names for Perry LeCompton: Colby Krein, Garrett Metcalf, Dayton Tucker. Easton Graves has checked in. Hayden's lead 68-51 with a minute 15 and counting. Also, Houston Habiger.
We just saw number zero for Perry go to the table. He's turned it over, but
another turnover. Well, we don't have a zero.
Let's see if it's in the program.
If it's in the program. Toss again. Final 65 seconds. Hayden can essentially dribble this one out.
He's not in there.
Okay.
Just like the Swizzler from Hayden that hasn't came into the game yet, but he's not in there either. We don't even have a first name for that guy, but we have no name for number zero, so.
Oh, the Hayden Wildcats again, and they got a heck of a game from the Cause. I mean, the Cause put together about two solid, two and a half really good quarters and hung with the Wildcats, but again, about a quarter and a half, it just was not that great. So again, you just go back to the saying, you just got to put four quarters together. Perry just could not do that tonight. Hayden certainly the more consistent team, and holding it at the hip is Jacob Deister. I think we'll get, one more sub in as Kuda's going to come back in for Hanika.
But it'll be a good one on Saturday.
Yeah, excited to see Hayden and Sabetha. Again, you look at this Hayden team, and even after tonight, their record 7-15. It's not great, but, you know, they play in the Centennial League in their last few matchups. Manhattan, Topeka High, Junction City, these are 6A schools that they face, and they're going to face the number one seed and number six ranked team in the state on Saturday, 68-51, a 17-point Hayden Wildcats win over Perry LeCompton, and they advance to the sub-state championship game against the Sabetha Blue Jays. Our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best of the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Hayden moves on. We'll talk about it after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money till Friday. Tell Quinn.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
Trenton Craxner alongside Brandon Tadman, Colin Feldkamp. Our 3A boys Royal Valley sub-state championship game is all set. The 6-seed Hayden Wildcats and the top number one seed, the Sabetha Blue Jays. Saturday night, 5 p.m. is the nightcap. Hayden pulling away and defeating Perry LeCompton in this semifinal, 68-51. Our postgame again brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Again, before we kind of dive into the numbers here and wrap this thing up, Trenton, again, kind of the difference. We talk about it a little bit throughout towards the end and off air a little bit. 2.5 quarters, cause right there, playing even basketball, going back and forth, but about a quarter and a half, basically that entire first quarter and a stretch there, kind of mid, late third quarter. Just a couple of stretches there between that quarter and a half, really the difference, and then some late points, you know, with some of the backups in, obviously kind of creating that separation again for Hayden. But 2.5 quarters ain't going to cut it. You got to put four together, and Perry LeCompton just simply, unfortunately, could not do so tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you fall behind 24-9, especially against a dangerous team, and you're in the playoffs. It's not a good recipe, you know. And you fall behind 24-9, you never really can recover from that. I mean, they put a valiant effort together. I mean, they got down to like 47-39.
7 points at one point about mid through that third was the closest that they had been.
Dom Ridley had a three that bounced all over the rim and just went over the rim and in eventually. You know, that was kind of the last gasp that Perry had getting into single digits after that. It was 10 or more, really, from Hayden. You know, they hit some big-time threes, and they really needed. Dom Ridley is a guy. He hit four threes, and then you had four threes from Becker. Mitchell hit that one. That was crucial in the third quarter, too, and they were pushing it back out. So that's 9 threes.
And Becker had the four-point play,
yeah.
Essentially the dagger in the fourth quarter, which got the lead to 20 for the first time with about 4 minutes left.
So that's 9 threes, and two of those guys have four apiece, you know. So
yeah, you talked about in the broadcast about the two bigs with Charvat and Hanika going up against potentially Grimm and McAfee on Saturday. How about a potential, you know, point guard battle? You got Marcus Bauman, Dom Ridley. That's probably going to be a matchup to kind of keep an eye on as well. We're certainly excited for that championship game on Saturday. That'll be at 5 o'clock right here at Royal Valley. Real quick, let's go through some of the stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. For the Wildcats, again, now 7-15 after the win. They had balanced scoring across the board. Dom Ridley, again, leading the charge. He had 18, 11 of which in the second half. They got 15 points from the freshman guard, Mason Becker, who hit four threes, including a four-point play in the fourth quarter. They got 13 from Carter Charvat, 12 from Connor Hanika. Hanika had 10 of his 12 in the second half. They also got 5 from Cooper Kolbach. They got 3 apiece from Cade Mitchell and Cooper Grace as well. Wildcats unofficially 11 turnovers, 21 rebounds. They were 7 of 10 at the line. For the cause, their season ends in the sub-state semifinal with this loss. They go 14-8 here this season. They got 15 points from Ronnie Baker. They got 12 apiece from Tyler Reed and Eli Dean. They got 10 points as well from Aiden Graves, and then they got 2 points from Colton Kniper. Again, unofficially caused 20 total rebounds, 12 turnovers, and he struggled a little bit at the line, going 4 out of 9. Let's announce a player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Trenton, I think I kind of stole the pick in the first game. I'll let you kind of look through this one and see who you like as the player of the game.
Man, there's three different guys, you know, Ridley, Charvat, and Becker, and even Hanukkah had 10 in the second half. But I think it's got to be Dom Ridley because he was very consistent. Like I said, we were just talking about it was a 7 or 8 point game. He hit that big time three. He hit three in the second half, and all seemed like they were at a big time, especially, you know, you preview the Saturday matchup real quick. You know, him and Bowman, that's a push. And then you could say Charvat and Hanukkah versus Grimm and McAfee's a push. So how's it going to come down to Kolbach and Becker versus Ulrich and Minold? You know, it's going to be the other guys that are going to have to step up because everyone's pretty much evenly balanced. And I think Sabetha probably matched up size-wise better with Hayden than Perry did. But, you know, Dom Ridley was the big man tonight, even though he was 5'7". Height-wise, he was a big guy down the stretch and in that third quarter when they really needed a bucket to push that, just to halt that Perry run.
Yeah, 18 points for Dom Ridley. Hit some crucial free throws. Big shots and a couple of threes in the game for the Wildcats, again, who will take on Sabetha Saturday night, 5 o'clock Saturday, again, for that sub-state championship game right here at Royal Valley High School. We will have that broadcast, of course. We'll have the girls' semifinal games tomorrow and then both championship games on Saturday. So we'll either have one spot between